So you met someone who set you back on your heels. Goody, goody. So you met someone and now you know how it feels. Goody, goody. So you gave him your heart to, just as I gave mine to you. And you broke it in little pieces. Now how do you do?
And that's the singing voice of Dick Cranden. Dick was born Richard Cranbull in Bairnsdale on July the 30th, 1905. He tried his luck in Melbourne at the tender age of 15. His first job as a waiter. On his first day, he spilled a tray of ice cream over a customer, and his new career was finished. Incidentally, the customer in question was Miss Ada Reeve, one of the biggest theatrical stars of the day. Little would she realize the young, eager, but ham-fisted waiter was to achieve just as much fame in another medium years later and become a true household name, loved and admired by all, including a group which is often the hardest to please, workmates. Former 3DB manager, Curtis Crawford.
Cranden was a jack of all trades. He could do just about everything. He could sing, he could play saxophone, he could act, he compare. He could call races.
However, they're approaching the turn into the straight where Double Blank is the leader. Double Blank is out only about a head, I would say, to King Amana going well. The next is Tripe Talk. In over on the fence is Grey Boots. Then Durham pushing his way up. Peshawar coming with a run now in the centre. It's going to be hard for him to make it, but he's finishing like a shot. King Amana is the leader from Double Blank. Peshawar coming like a train on the outside. It's head and head. They go to the post. Peshawar wins, I think. Yes, Peshawar will go on and win in the run to the post. Peshawar is first. King Amana is second. A photo for third between Durham and Reformed at the head of the others.
That was Dick Cranden calling the 1952 Caulfield Cup. When Dick joined 3DB in March 1941, he'd already had a crash course in race calling. He used to stand on the roofs of friends' cars or climb trees outside the race course. He'd then lift his field glasses and race book and call the race out loud. He became known as the funny little man who thinks he's a race caller. Dick Cranden was a very funny man, and he did call races. But producer Norm Spencer had bigger plans for him, and also for his successor.
Well, yes, he wanted to be a race caller, of course he was. They used to call our races on during the week. But we had someone who just come in then who was a little bit better, and I forced him off and put Other Black on. It was a bloke by the name of Bill Collins.
Oh, Dick Cranden was a very versatile man, probably the best ad-libber that we've had in Australian radio, I would say, Dick. Very clever man indeed.
Well, let's explain the state of the game to you now, Miss Fillmore. You get £4 for that. We've added another £4 to the case of kitty, which is now...
£68.
As well as the complete case of wardrobe of lingerie and bras. You start to risk your money from here on. If any of the next three questions put you out, you lose £2. But if you get through the three questions, you get a chance at the case of kitty. So, will you take your £4 now, or will you risk £2 and go on? What do you say?
Okay, sir.
Okay, sir. Righto, that's the way we like it. The category, please, Miss Fulmer.
Famous streets.
Famous streets. You've traveled about a little bit, haven't you?
No, I haven't. I came from England originally, but I've been out here a long time and I haven't been anywhere.
You haven't been anywhere in Australia?
No.
Oh, I see. Well, it's a nice country out here.
I've been to Sydney, but that's not much, is it?
And I must mention, those people that applauded you for saying that are from Brisbane. So what do you do, Miss Gilmore?
I'm a tailoress.
Are you?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, well, you might be pressing your suit over in Sydney sometime soon.
And that was Dick Cranden from the Kayser Show. Dick lived and worked in the pre-television era when listeners could make up their own minds as to how their heroes should look. Dick Cranben's talent was big, but he was not. Dan Webb.
Yeah, I remember going once to Warwicknabeal, to not a children's hospital, the Warwicknabeal Hospital. We used to do appeals up there for the country hospitals. And we went with Dick Cranden, Eric Pierce, John Stewart. And we were all walking down the street one day, and a lady stopped us and said, which of you is Dick Cranden? And Dick was rather sheepish about it. Oh, my goodness, she said, you are a little runt. And she said, I expected a tall, fair and debonair, because, you see, when they introduced him on the minstrel show, he was Dick Cranden, tall, fair and debonair. And that was the image she had in her mind of Dick Cranden. And he was short And he was a little bit fat, and he certainly wasn't debonair.
But a great talent he was. He always gave good value to his sponsors, and his offsider was quite often Maurie Callard, who remembers that Dick liked having fun with many of the advertising clients.
But the Stonyfell ads were the things that seemed to touch Dickie, I think maybe because he didn't drink. And you'd have to fit in words that they'd written in as ditties about Stonyfell, but they didn't go to the meter of the music, of course, so Mabel would have to put a little trilly notes in and so on and so forth, and Dickie would be waving himself in front of me because no television, and he's trying to put me off. And he was doing that all in fun. There was no viciousness about it.
Comes from Mrs. A.J. Locke of 346 Dandenong Road, East St. Kilda, who says, "We listen to the Happy Gang and enjoy it very much. And with the help of Stonyfell, I'm sure they do."
One of the locks from St. Kilda.
Yes, that's right.
Oh,
yes.
I say.
This is the verse that I'm singing now, you see.
Yes, I know.
Do you mind?
I happen to know Mrs. Locke.
Oh, do you?
Yeah, we went to Yale together.
My gosh, it's a wonder she was admitted. Now, I live in a boarding house west. Wait just a moment, Mabel. We'll have to go through it again.
I live in a boarding house. I live in a...
I can't get this, Mabel, at all.
I live in a
boarding house where Stony fell. Now, match that. I live in a boarding house.
No, I'm sorry, Maury. You've got to put the emphasis
a board on... A boarding house.
Now, the trouble is, he hasn't paid his
rent.
Listen,
Maury. You pick up the second line. Are you ready? Start again, Mabel. Now, you just start off. You ready? I live in a boarding house where Stony fell.
No, you're thirsty. Thank you, Dick. It's different delivered weekly, and my word, it certainly is. Well,
now, try it all again on your own.
Right, all of it over again.
Over again, yes. Mention Mrs. Locke again.
Well, Mrs. Locke...
Mrs. Locke, he can't get the key.
Oh, you're a... Yeah. No, listen. I live in a boarding house where Stonyfell is delivered weekly, and my word, it's certainly swell. All the guests are happy and bright. They all together every night. And drink good health in Stonyfell.
Oh, Mrs. Locke, he's just made a bolt for the door. Come back.
And has Maurie Callard, after all these years, forgiven Dick?
Oh, yes. Oh, that was all fun. That was all fun. And I wouldn't have cared if he'd asked me to stand on my head and do certain other things. I wouldn't have cared.
But Melbourne cared about Dick Cranbourne, and he cared about his audience. He always gave his all, whether it was doing a novelty song with Eula Parker.
Hello, Cocky.
Hello, Cocky.
Cocky, want a drink?
Hello, Cocky.
Cocky, want a drink or two?
Hello, Cocky.
Hello, Cocky.
Scratch, Cocky.
Just Cocky. Let me drown my sorrows with you.
Or having fun with longtime partner John Stewart.
Wana wana, hasagu hadaba hu sakara hucha hana hana.
Ah, yes, yes, yes. He said he had to give up smoking because of his rheumatism. Rheumatism.
Well, how could rheumatism...
Rheumatism, he said.
How could rheumatism, all right, affect your smoking,
John?
Bending down to pick him up.
Or calling his beloved races.
After going a little more than the furlong, and Welcome Sun is the leader from close-up Rio Janeiro and Presme, and then Anne's Lad at the head of the others is Ocean Spray, while on the outside, Grey Boots going very, very fast to take the lead as they pass the post.
Or playing it straight, singing a romantic song of the day.
I love to sing about the moon, around the tune, around the springer. I love to sing about the sky, a fluid, or a deep, or two, or anything with a swinger to an I love you. I love it too, I love it to sing. Give me a song about the sun, I gonna win and done a wrong, but keep it cleaner with a cottage smaller by a water, smaller any topper that'll brother to a bluebird's corner. I love it too, I love it to sing.
Dick Cranbourne could sing, Dick Cranbourne could do anything. And the one thing we didn't want him to do was retire. But he did. Here he is on his final morning on 3DB, working with Lou Richards.
Lou, I'm going to sort of bow out in a second or two because I have a long, long way to go, and I'm going to invite Mr. and Mrs. Victoria, if ever they're up Queensland, whilst I'm there. I'm going there for 12 months at least. May stay longer, I don't know. But at Noosaville, just come and knock on the caravan door. We won't open it, but still, it'd be nice to hear that knock.
Dick, I've worked with you for 3 years now, and I've been in probably the biggest show of all times. That's league football, and I don't think I've met a nicer fellow, and I've enjoyed working with you tremendously, and all I can say to you is I love you.
Well, and if you look down there, you'll see two of my fan club down there.
Dick, can you hang on just a moment, because I think the audience here would like to say a few words. So let's go now.
Dick Cranbin died in December 1971 at the age of 66. Behind him, many careers: trainee waiter, apprentice jockey, dance band saxophonist, hairdresser, dance band singer, comedian, compere. You name it, Dick could do it. From March 1941 right through till his death in 71, he was one of Melbourne radio's brightest stars. He never really made it in television. We ask why later in the special, but for now, suffice to say, so far as radio was concerned, they didn't come any better than Dick Cranbin.